Call your area paratransit has contracted with a private transportation carrier to provide door-to-door paratransit transportation services. The carrier uses minivans and lift-equipped vehicles to transport passengers. All vehicles are plainly marked with the name of the company in a prominent location. Call your area paratransit or the carrier information. Drivers are trained to help those who require assistance to and from the vehicle. We do not enter a person's home or a person's room at a living facility. In addition, we do not go above the first floor of multifamily residences. Drivers do not accept tips. Please notify CAP if any driver asks for or accepts a tip. Drivers are expected to be properly uniformed and carry picture identification badges. Be courteous, drive safely, wear a seatbelt, securely tie down wheelchairs, and make a good faith effort to find a client. Horn honking to notify a customer of arrival is not acceptable. If a driver or passenger acts in an unreasonable manner or contrary to company policies and procedures, it should be reported immediately by calling area code 239-252-7272. The Florida Commission for the Transportation Disadvantaged has established the following set of rights and responsibilities for the customers of Collier Area Paratransit Transportation Services. Customers have the right to safety, trips in air-conditioned and heated vehicles, safe, clean, and properly equipped and smoke-free vehicles, properly fastened seatbelts and/or mobility device tie-downs, vehicle transfer points that are sheltered, secure, and safe, a properly identified driver, adequate seating to include ample space for service animals, assistance in maneuvering mobility devices up and down a maximum of one step. Customers have the right to professional, courteous, and properly trained drivers, assistance while getting in and out of the vehicle and to the seat, and assistance with a maximum of 4 bags would be allowed at a time by the customer in one trip. The customers have the right to file complaints without fear of retaliation. Prompt investigation and effective resolutions, and current and complete program information. Customers have the right to pickups within the established pickup window. Expect the driver to wait up to 5 minutes at the time of arrival within the pickup window. Toll-free accessibility to the CTC. Be delivered to an appointment on time. The CTC's policy on standing orders and subscription service and the CTC's policy on no-shows. Customers are responsible for the following: to be ready and waiting for the vehicle in a safe location according to the pickup window for your scheduled appointment time, to keep seat belts and mobility device tied down secure until the vehicle stops, to remain seated until the vehicle comes to a complete stop at a place of destination, to report any safety hazards, to keep wheelchairs or other mobility aids in good condition, and to not tamper with or operate vehicle equipment. Address car seat provisions with the CTC. Make CTC aware of customers' physical and/or mental conditions, limitations prior to transport, and to adhere to policy for violent and/or disruptive behavior. Customers are responsible to call in trip cancellations. Refer to the cancellation section. To inform the CTC of all pertinent information regarding the trip. Customers must present the correct fare, must be ready at the time of pickup, and ensure personal hygiene and be courteous to drivers and fellow passengers. Customers are responsible to file complaints in a timely manner, providing the CTC with pertinent information. Customers should advise the reservationist of appointment times, advise the reservationist of the intent to utilize a guest or personal care attendant or service animal. Customers must accept a shared ride service on vehicles provided. Customers schedule trip requests at least 1 day in advance and provide their own wheelchair, car seat, and/or escort. Florida state law has determined that all customers on paratransit vehicles must wear seat belts. A customer who refuses to remain seated with the seat belt in place will be denied service. If you have medical documentation stating that the use of seat belts may be detrimental to your health, the seat belt regulation will be waived. Please inform the reservationist of your situation when you schedule your first trip. You will be required to provide CAP with written documentation to have the seatbelt requirement waived.
Customers may not eat, drink, smoke, or spit in or on the bus. Eating on the bus will be permitted on a case-by-case basis based on medical need. Customers are responsible for being considerate of other customers and sharing rides, to refrain from excessive noise, constantly changing seats, throwing objects, fighting, sticking heads or arms out the windows, lewd behavior and speech, etc. This behavior will not be tolerated, and customers that behave in such a manner may be subject to suspension. In accordance with Collier Area Paratransit policy, service may be terminated due to threats, violent or abusive treatment toward the provider or other customers. Service may be refused if a customer engages in violent, seriously disruptive, or illegal conduct. Seriously disruptive conduct does not include behavior or appearance that only offends, annoys, or inconveniences other customers or employees. When it has been determined by the superintendent of paratransit operations that suspension will be initiated, communication of the suspension of service will be made by phone and or mail to the customer or parent/guardian of the customer with a copy to the appropriate agency, if applicable.